I'm sorry that okay.
No problem.
Just
Aviva,
stepped out, so I can't put a picture.
no problem. Aviva, just before we start, are you able to speak as a diplomat or are you speaking as a private Israeli citizen?
I can speak on both levels, but when speaking as a diplomat, I'm not going to enter into the government plans. I can talk in general.
All right, well then let's start with that. As an Israeli diplomat, well, first, give us your name, your title, and your organization, please.
Okay, so my name is Aviva Ras Schechter. I'm a senior ambassador in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Israel.
Speaking as a diplomat, what can you tell us about the situation and what's happening now?
Well, on October 7th, we were attacked by Hamas and Islamic Jihad in a way that nobody could have believed. It's in our worst nightmares. This organization acted like ISIS and beyond that, and not only infiltrating into the residential areas along Gaza, but also just slaughtering families, babies, children. I mean, the scenes are horrible. You wouldn't even believe seeing the evidence of the bodies that were tortured, children tied with their hands and being burned, heads being chopped. I mean, I'm saying it because the world needs to hear that. And therefore, Israel is a must just destroy the Hamas and the Islamic Jihad and put an end to this terrorism.
Speaking as an ambassador and as a diplomat, what have you heard from your colleagues around the world from other places?
I think that we are receiving lots of very strong, warm sympathies from all over the world. However, from other parts of the world, we see that the situation and the scenes are just bringing heightened anti-Semitism. And this is unbelievable because I can see it also on campuses in the United States. When presidents of universities are not stepping out and calling loud to stop those scenes of hatred and to sympathize with innocent people that are suffering from terrorism. And I think that the American people know very well what we are talking about. Then here in Israel, we are very disappointed, very frustrated.
As an Israeli citizen, a private citizen, tell me about your thoughts and your feelings about this situation.
As I mentioned before, we have never thought that we'll see such scenes in Israel. Since the establishment of our country in 1948, these scenes only remind us of the Holocaust. And when you're talking about feelings, I think that all of us feel these days that we haven't yet understood really what was happening to us on October 7th. We are just grieving. We are, accompanying families every day to funerals. We are waiting with them to hear whether their sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, brothers are indeed kidnapped or the bodies are being identified and then the families receive the message. It's an atmosphere that we have never seen. And we know that, unfortunately, we made a mistake. We thought that although we have an enemy in Gaza, it is an enemy that would never do such things. And we have tried for years after we disengaged from Gaza in 2005 to let them build an entity that will provide better lives for the people. Unfortunately, it hasn't happened. This terror organization has grown to the size of a monster, and these monstrous terror attacks on us just put a very important mission for the people of Israel, and we are united today to say that we will put an end to the Hamas, we will put an end to the Islamic Jihad, and we truly hope that the innocent people of Gaza will not suffer, because they should not. They will, of course, because after all, it's a war. But we are doing whatever we can also to provide a humanitarian situation, although it's not our responsibility, you know, when you're attacked like that under the laws of war. But still, we will not behave, of course, as they did.
One of the things that's been very clearly illustrated is the use of misinformation and disinformation, and information warfare is being waged here. And you're a global citizen. You've traveled a lot, and you do that pretty regularly, and you've lived abroad and worked abroad. How do you tackle that, considering what's taken place, the gravity of what happened on October 7th and what's happening now in Israel and Gaza and other places? How do you battle that?
Well, thank you for the question, because I think that we live in an era of fake news, and they only fuel and contribute to hatred all over, and of course to growing anti-Semitism these days. It is very difficult to combat fake news in the age of social media. However, it is important for us, and especially yesterday, when we saw how the Islamic Jihad, also with Hamas rockets, blew up the hospital in Gaza and wanted to say that it was Israel. We have all the evidence, and we showed it to the whole world that 100% it was not the Israeli military. We are taking care of innocent civilians, and we are also letting them know that when we want to bomb an area, they should leave and give them the time. This hospital was bombed by the people of the Islamic Jihad and the Hamas, and they are creating this fake news so that the responsibility will fall on us. I hope that the whole world will not be a bystander and indifferent to this horrible behavior, you know, of those who are responsible for killing their own people, not only ours, but their own people, and show them that they know, I mean, the world knows who's responsible. This is one incident that already happened, and many more will be put to blame Israel. We are very strongly saying that without the help and the strong stand of people all around the world against this strategy of fake news, against changing the facts, against not speaking the truth, then, you know, it will come back from us to all parts of the world. You know, I always say that the Jewish people, along history, along the centuries, were kind of a historical laboratory. We have suffered persecution all along centuries, but we were strong to overcome it. We will overcome the situation today too. We will win this war, and we will continue and rebuild those areas that were totally destroyed. However, we need to do it together with a free world, with people with morals and values, so that this kind of terrorism will not prevail.
Well, Aviva Rosh Schechter, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And I hope for better days.